From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm a man so pure and honest, they named that quality after me. I'm incorruptible, Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks, everybody. Sure, there will be people who say that it's been a terrible year so far, but we always try to see the silver lining in the clouds, even when it's a massive storm that will wipe out our entire coastal region. That just means it's a quicker trip to the beach.
To tide you over while you board up your windows, we're doing our best to cheer you up with moments from the first half of 2017 that weren't terrible. And fortunately, we've got them all on tape.
We're going to begin with my single favorite interview of this year, not just because of the subject, but because of the way it happened. We were performing our show at the Brooklyn Academy of Music in February, and two things happened. First, Bill Curtis got stranded back in Chicago by a snowstorm, and then our Not My Job guest had to drop out at the last minute.
Glenn Washington, the host of Snap Judgment, filled in for me. And Stephen Colbert, the brilliant host of The Late Show on CBS, agreed to speed on over and be our guest, but on one condition.
So excited to be here.
We're very excited to have you.
You know, I've never missed a show. I've gone back on the old podcast thing, and I've listened to, like, even the ones where you didn't have an audience back in the day, which were terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you really suffered through those?
I really enjoy the show. So I went back and I listened. I was fascinated to find out that you started 2005 or something, you added an audience.
Yeah, it took us 10 years to figure out, you know, we're making jokes. Perhaps it would be better if there were someone to laugh at them. Public radio. That's how
it took off.
It really did. Yeah. So, you left the Colbert Report a while ago. Have you been up to anything since?
Not much sleep.
No, not at all.
No.
No, I want to talk to you about that. But first, now, as Stephen knows, we talked to him about him. He was incredibly gracious to jump in at the last minute when our prior guest had to drop out.
Yes.
And you said, do not tell me who it is.
Exactly. Oh, that's my condition. I said, don't tell me who it is that I'm replacing. I assume it's Barack Obama. Don't tell me who I'm replacing.
Well, interestingly,
and if you could, I don't know what your plans are because it's your game, but ask me the questions you were going to ask him or her.
Well,
see if I can figure out who this person was.
Yeah, we didn't change. We have the interview questions prepared, and of course the same game.
The same interview questions?
Same interview
so
questions.
So he'll have to guess who.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right, Stephen, are you ready to do this?
Yep.
All right. Well, open bracket, Stephen, close bracket. You've done so much, movies, TV shows, your book, but here's the big question. What's it like being on Taylor Swift's squad?
A, it's an honor. B, it's a challenge.
Sure.
Because you always have to be on your toes. Hmm. It's me, Julie Andrews. All the greats.
Carol Channing, I think.
You have to keep your secrets.
Yeah,
you have to keep your secrets because, you know, she always wears those very high-waisted skirts.
Yes.
So you can't see her navel.
No.
And the secret, well, there's secrets we can't tell about that. And I can tell you guys because you're not going to tell anybody,
no.
Right?
No.
Her navel has teeth in it. Has little teeth in it.
And the navel.
Belly button.
Dentata.
Yeah, her butt has his little sharp teeth in it. And the navel, the belly button writes all the songs, actually.
Now, here's the next question we had prepared. A lot of people comment about how much you appear naked on your show. And we were wondering, you know, if that's something that you feel is important to get some kind of message across to America?
I love my body.
Yes.
And
you do.
I love my body.
Yeah.
And it's possible I wrote a book about it.
Did you write a book about it?
Evidently not.
Okay.
I often appear naked on my show.
You do.
I often appear naked on my show.
Now, wait a second. We should tell Stephen this is the one question we were going to ask him anyway.
Exactly.
Just to be fair.
I'm going to ask you one last question.
This is something only one more.
Is it weird to have all that awkward sex on camera with Adam Driver?
Because I know that we're making sound that way.
It's not weird. It's not weird.
He's very professional.
He's a professional. He's a gentleman.
Yeah.
I will say the sex is real. Because I'm all about keeping it real.
Yeah.
And that's why, I mean, as I stand here today.
Yeah.
Okay, as sure as my name is Lena Dunham, what I want to say to you. You name the day, you name the place, I will continue to have sex with Adam Driver, whether or not the show continues.
Now
that you have
solved the mystery, let's talk to you about you. How are you doing these days?
I am so not as interesting as this game just was.
Because you were so good at being the character Stephen Colbert for so long, was it difficult for you at first on CBS Late Night to be yourself on TV? Did you have to figure out who that was, how to do that?
A little bit. You know, I wasn't sure how much my character and I felt the same way about things.
Yeah.
You know, we're both, you know, huge Lord of the Rings freaks.
Yeah.
And we're both like Catholics. But one thing that my wife, as the character, was named Lorraine, and we had a terrible relationship.
Right.
But my wife in real life is named Evie, and we have a great relationship.
Yeah, better.
So one
Lovely
of the ways
one.
I started on the old show of really on the new show. One of the ways I started on the new show, knowing I was me and not the guy, was that for the first couple months, I would beg my wife, can you just come sit in like the fifth row so I can look at you every night? I go, okay, I'm the guy married to her.
Right.
And so that helped a lot. And other than that, I wasn't sure how much... You realize I said that because Valentine's Day is on Tuesday.
I understand that. Do you ever think about what your old character would think of our new president, what he might say?
You know what? I think he's a strong president. We've got to stand behind this guy is what I think.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. Get in line. All right? What part of all caps don't you understand? Sorry.
That was scary.
I was just possessed.
The transformation.
Possibly.
Stephen, we know possible. That the president watches Saturday Night Live because he tweets about it. He doesn't like it, but he keeps watching it. You do a lot of material about the president. Do you have any indication that he's watching you?
I don't know. No, he hasn't said Jack.
Right.
He hasn't said Jack about me.
Huh. Do you feel bad about that? Do you wish he was watching you so you could speak directly to him as they do on SNL?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Now that's really going to upset him.
Yeah, no.
He's listening.
He's gonna start watching
because he listens to a lot of NPR, my friends. Shut up! I'm listening to Wait. Hold on.
Well, as much as we asked you the questions we had prepared for Lena Dunham, we are going to play the game we had prepared for Lena Dunham.
Wait, we haven't even done the game
yet. No, sir. We'll make it quick. Okay, Lena Dunham, we've invited you here to play a game we're calling...
Let's hug it up, bro.
So... You created the TV show Girls,
yes.
Which yes. has defined for many, at least HBO subscribers, the essential nature of female friendship. But that service was done for men years earlier with the touching, funny, and ultimately moving tribute to male friendship, Entourage. So, sir, answer three of our questions about that show. You'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Counsell's voice on their home answering machine. Glenn, who is Stephen Colbert playing for?
He's playing for Sandra Byers of Brooklyn, New York.
She might even be here. All right. Here's your first question. Let us set the scene. GQ magazine, which knows from bros, described the show this way. Was it A, quote, the most moving depiction of how men relate to each other since The Dirty Dozen. B, a show that is simultaneously too gay and not nearly gay enough. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or C.
Yep, that's right.
Or C. Or C, a 30-minute vehicle for boobs and product placement.
Oh, I wish it was B, but I think it's C.
You're right, Stephen. It was C.
Yeah.
The recent Entourage movie, however, GQ described as a 90-minute vehicle for boobs and product placement. Next question. The show has done some good in the world, as in which of these? A, someone donated a new reptile wing to the San Diego Zoo under the pseudonym Ari Gold. That's Jeremy Piven's snake-like agent from the show. B, a woman announced she would subject herself to watching the horrible Entourage movie once for every $10,000 donated to charity. She had to see it three times. Or C, the Boston Police Department reported 10% fewer fistfights during the run of the show just because filming it kept Mark Wahlberg occupied.
I'm going to go B.
You're right again, the woman. The woman raised $30,000. She says, the two things I hate most in the world are cancer and the show Entourage. Last question. One of the highlights of the show was the super agent Ari Gold, played by Jeremy Piven. Piven says he created the character by doing what? A, imagining himself as a 10-year-old boy in a custom suit. B, disguising himself and working at the agency CAA for 2 months in the mailroom. Or C, he based the character on the ancient Italian theater techniques of commedia dell'arte.
The second one was he worked at CAA. I want to go with B, CIA.
You worked at the CIA.
Oh. CIA, yeah.
No.
No, it was actually C.
Yeah. Whoa! Oh,
it's okay. Wow. I'm the scorekeeper. You get that one.
Guy steps in as a substitute. He thinks he runs the place. But sadly, we granted him absolute power. Unwisely.
Right. Thank you, Peter.
Fire that judge. His decisions are unreviewable.
It's true. How did Lena Dunham / Stephen Colbert do in our quiz, Glenn?
He got them all right.
There you go. Stephen Colbert.
It was fabulous.
Stephen Colbert, yes. Thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.